In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Today we celebrate the Feast of the Rosary. The propers from the Masses today give us hints of our goal and of our reflections in the traditional liturgy. We hear, "My heart uttereth a good word." What might that mean? We hear in the epistle of the sense of wisdom keeping watch. What does that refer to? And all the while, the collect, especially the traditional collect, uses very potent language, referring to the mysteries of the Rosary, actually. Asking God that we may imitate what they contain and obtain what they promise. With these sort of scriptural goals, liturgical references, we can consider the Rosary itself as our vehicle. Locally, as a church, in preparing to approach, for people to approach the sacraments, our parish has made use of a catechism text. This one that we're using presently is entitled My Catholic Faith. And as is the pattern of the book, it includes an overview picture, it defines and outlines the topic, and it provides answers to common objections. And so it is done for the Rosary in this catechism book. The overview picture is of a cross, surrounded by five vignettes. Each vignette is to depict a moment in the life of Christ or Mary. And these are connected to the cross in the one simple drawing with strings of 10 beads. This explains the basic structure of the Rosary. This text also makes sure to ask and answer questions such as, where did this prayer, the Rosary, originate? And the answer is explained. In the Middle Ages, many times hermits would be unable to read the Psalms in the Psalter that they were asked to pray. And they would then substitute an Our Father and a Hail Mary for each Psalm. To note the number, they would make use of counting devices, maybe stones or seeds, and string them together perhaps on a cord to keep track. Needed to get to the 150 mark for the Psalms. Further along in history, St. Dominic in the 13th century was the first to propagate the custom of using the Rosary. When heresy was ravaging southern France and northern Italy, Holy Father asked Dominic to preach against the heresies that were afoot in that day. And he found it difficult. Praying the Rosary to Our Lady for help, though, became a way of success for him. Of note, we can think of how reference to Our Lady has excellent timing in this case. It was providential. Dominic and the leaders of the church were combating Albigensianism, a heretical line of thought that believes that the spiritual aspect of a man was made good by God and was morally good, whereas the body was made by an evil God and was thus morally bad. This is a devastatingly false theological error, but it can be convincing to the wrong ears, to the right ears. And this becomes a puzzle that the Rosary could solve. How could the physical be so evil if it was used for our salvation? The Rosary sort of poses that question. We entered the Rosary at that time in history for St. Dominic's help. It's very incarnational. When you think about it, the Rosary, which we lovingly incorporate events, these vignettes of Christ and Mary's life, into real time, into our own lives, as points of reflection. The Albigensian objections that divine life is at odds with the physical life is perfectly refuted by this. Thus, the Rosary was an ideal response and of great use to St. Dominic. The Albigensian heresy now is a mere ghost of the past, shrouded in a thin white sheet of theological error. Or striving for intellectual straightforwardness, this book, My Catholic Faith, goes a bit further and cites an argument raised about the Rosary. How about the objection made by non-Catholics that the Rosary is not praiseworthy because it really is just one prayer repeated? The Hail Mary, repeated so often. In reply to this objection, we would say that one who has a feeling, much at heart, something means so much to us, we would generally repeat that over and over. And certain words are always going to be exactly the right words that give expression to that feeling, such as the repetition of the Rosary. Actually, the fault that's being accused there is recognizable as a virtue when you think of it the right way. Or another objection might be tabled sometimes. A person might say, regarding the Rosary, that it's altogether too simple. All one does is pray the same simple words and reflect on the same mysteries again and again. Yet we could realize that in a scattered, overly complex world, our response can emphasize precisely the same point. The dedication of the Rosary is super important. All that the Rosary does is pray the same words and reflect on the same mysteries that we too easily forget again and again. In this overly complex world, too often unable to focus, the accused fault again becomes that sorely forgotten virtue. The Rosary helps us to grasp what the traditional introit says. My heart uttereth a good word. What is that word? The Rosary helps us remember it. Or as the epistles speak of a wisdom keeping watch at the gates, the prayer of the Rosary, kept vigilantly, does exactly that. It leads us to the potent goal that's so aptly stated in the Collect, that we may, as it says, imitate what the mysteries contain, and that we may obtain what they promise. What better way to these goals than through the repetitive, meditative, powerful prayer, the Most Holy Rosary? In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost.